Welcome to the Founds Podcast. This your boy J-Bay. We talk about it all. Family, abs, money, music, sports. We back. Season 2, baby. It's happening right now. Season 2 is happening. Some cool things coming for season 2. We're going to do a little background music. You know, an intro, outro. Although my intro is kind of cool. I like my intro. You know, and then we got to establish like a feedback loop. You know, we banged out about 60 or so, 70 episodes for season 1. And one thing I realized is that I got no feedback, really, you know, from people that aren't people that are in my like inner circle, right? And even then, they're just like, oh, you're doing a great job. So you reestablish the presence on the Twitter. And JBird7864, the letter J, Bird7864. To get some feedback, man, see what people think. You know, I want to just produce some cool stuff. And, you know, I eventually get people to listen and have fun with it. But one thing I did notice is obviously looking at, like, the analytics of season one is 1,500 listens. So a lot of people checking in. And the amount of time that they're spending on the podcast, the average amount of time on a particular episode is sufficient. Right, so it's going pretty well, I would say. Is that when they get on there, I'm not scaring them away or talking them out of the idea of listening to you, boy. So I think that's exciting. But a feedback loop, man, I would like to hear. You know, like especially what people think, or if they think it's hot or not. You know, whatever it is. You know, so establish that communication will be dope. Now, I took a little break. Took a little break from the podcast life. Whereas I was like banging out 5 or so at a time, posting them, and then, you know, letting it run, because I did these like super fire podcasts. I was just on, and you know, one of them was on like Christmas, and I was on like some other stuff. I can't remember, but super dope, man. I was really excited about these podcasts. You know, kind of getting in the groove, and then the audio was just like jacked, and you know, in my mind, I was like, all right, cool. I'm about to just post it anyway. And then I was like, all right, I'm not doing that. So took a little break. It was very not exciting, but again, we back. So season 2 going in. One thing that kind of really got me back into it, or jumped the excitement, was I stopped listening to the inspiration for doing it, right? And inspiration was Gary V. He's just always like, hey man, just hop on and just do your thing, right? And so I stopped listening to him, not for any particular reason, but whatever. Actually, what I started doing was pretty cool. I started reading these books or listening to these audiobooks instead. So I got about a 40-minute drive or so to work. And, you know, listen to Rich Dad Poor Dad, 4-Hour Work Week, The Alchemist, The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck, and there was one more in there. I can't remember what the other one was. I'm looking at my goals on the wall for what I read and things like that. But yeah, it was one more. I can't remember, whatever. And so I saw a post, and the post was like, you know, hey Gary. Somebody had written a message to Gary, and they're like, hey Gary, I read your message, or you know, I'm writing you a message to let you know that I stopped consuming your content for a few months, and I'm back because, you know, I need the inspiration to do. And so, you know, I kind of popped back over to Gary V and started listening to some stuff, and his stuff's always great. And you know, part of the reason why I kind of think I stopped listening is because he just keeps saying the same thing. Nothing's changed. It's consistent. And so, you know, but again, if you ain't doing anything about it, then you need to go back to listening, right? That's his old message, is, hey, yeah, stop listening to me whenever you start executing. But if you ain't executing, you need to be listening until you start executing. So jump back into it. And I guess one of the things, right, was like, what is the reason that I do this podcast? What is the point? And that's that's the most important piece. Like, what is your reason? What is your why? I mean, I hear that a lot, and you know, I'm like, man, I don't need to believe in something to sell it. I can still sell it and be excited about it. And right, I don't absolutely need to work my dream job to be happy about work. And you know, just like stuff like that. As I've always been on the other side of, you need a reason, you need a why. But definitely on this, like, you know, kick of doing something outside of everything else, or like dedicating like an amount of, like a special amount of time to something, requires that why. Okay. It requires that why. And you know, I'm finally on board with it, and it either requires a why or it requires a reason that doesn't require like compensation, right? I guess that's the idea, is that, you know, hey, if you want to make some extra money, start a podcast. If you want to start a blog, or you know, whatever. And you know, Gary does his business not to make money off of like a podcast like this. You know, he just does it for the people. And it's crazy that, you know, my reason actually for doing this podcast and starting this podcast is like, it's like legacy driven. You know, it's like, man, can you imagine if your great great grandfather did a podcast and just like talked about the things that he was going through at the time? Can you imagine that? Like, how crazy or how dope would that be? And so, you know, especially like, man, just imagine like Marcus Garvey, right? And if you don't know who Marcus Garvey is, go slap the research game on. But just imagine like Marcus Garvey talking about, you know, some of the things he was going through, like not just like writing about it, like his actual voice and conversation, and you hear like the struggle bus in his voice and tone and everything, right? Like that kind of thing would be dope, man. You know, to look back in 40, 50 years and just like see myself talking about some crazy stuff, right? Like that I was going through at the time. I found a journal, right? Found my journal from high school. Boy, let me tell you. Boy, oh my gosh. Man, right? This is a different level of appreciation for the kids that are in high school right now, right? And you know, it's just like, again, the world and what happens to the entire world, your entire world, right? You remember that like some people's entire world is like four blocks, right? Grocery store, school, and like liquor store is their entire world, right? And then the neighborhood, you got a couple homies' houses that you go over, friends or whatever, family, but it all happens in like this like 2 mile radius max. And that's their world, you know. It's crazy. So, you know, when I was reading it, it was just like my world was just like home and school. You know, I had a couple friends and things like that I'd go hang out with, but my world wasn't that big. And so just remembering that and remembering how easily affected something small in your world and like what it could actually mean to that particular world, right? Like, the world is bigger than an anthill, but that anthill operates in a way that, like, that's the world for them, right? So you go stepping on an anthill, it's like devastated, but for you, it's just like, oh man, it's a stupid little anthill, you know? So that's what I'm talking about. That's what the legacy. That's the driven piece of it that I'm super excited about. And yeah, so a lot of episodes coming. Season 2 is gonna be way doper. I hope. I know. Confidence. Proceed with confidence. Season 2 is going to be dope. And the work. Let the work commence. Founds Podcast. 10 hot minutes. We out.
Hey everyone. Thanks for watching. Give us a thumbs up if you enjoyed this video. Click here, here, or here for more great videos. Don't forget to subscribe and see you guys next time.